Translation and Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Thus, the Lord accepted the sannyas order of life after full consideration. Purport. There was no need for Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to accept sannyas, for He is God Himself, and therefore has nothing to do with the material bodily conception of life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not identify Himself with any of the 8 varnas and ashrams, namely Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. He identified Himself as the Supreme Spirit. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or for that matter any pure devotee, never identifies with these social and spiritual divisions of life. For a devotee is always transcendental to these different gradations of society. Nevertheless, Lord Chaitanya decided to accept sannyas on the grounds that when he became a sannyasi, everyone would show him respect and in that way be favored. Although there was actually no need for him to accept sannyas, he did so for the benefit of those who might think him an ordinary human being. The main purpose of his accepting sannyas was to deliver the Mayavadi sannyasis. This will be evident later in this chapter. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has explained the term Mayavadi as follows. Unquote. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is, at least the quotation rather, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is transcendental to the material conception of life. A Mayavadi is one who considers the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, to be made of Maya, and who also considers the abode of the Lord and the process of approaching Him, a devotional service, to be Maya. The Mayavadi considers all the paraphernalia of a devotional service to be Maya. Unquote. Maya refers to material existence, which is characterized by the reactions of fruitive activities. Mayavadis consider devotional service to be among such fruitive activities. According to them, when Bhagavatas, or devotees, are purified by philosophical speculation, they will come to the real point of liberation. Those who speculate in this way regarding devotional service are called kutarkikas, false logicians. And those who consider devotional service to be fruit of activity are called karmanistas. Those who criticize devotional service are called nindakas, blasphemers. Similarly, non-devotees who consider devotional activities to be material are called pasandis. And scholars with a similar viewpoint are called adama paduyas. The kutarkikas, nindakas, pasandis and adharma paduyas are all avoided the benefit of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement of developing love of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt compassion for them, and it is for this reason that he decided to accept the sannyas order. For by seeing him as a sannyasi, they would offer him respects. The sannyas order is still respected in India. Indeed, the very dress of a sannyasi still commands respect from the Indian public. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas to facilitate preaching his devotional cult, although otherwise he had no need to accept the fourth order of spiritual life. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vancha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I served and resided in Vrindavan over different periods of time. But the first time I lived in Vrindavan for almost 2 years was about 23 years ago. 2012, yeah, 23 years ago. So at that time I was studying Srila Prabhupada's books and the VIHE as well as serving temporarily as an ashram teacher in the Gurukul. In those days, in Vrindavan, quite nice at that time, Van, Vrinda, Van, everything was forest. There was no shops in front of our temple. Krishna Balaram Mandir, no MVT. The peacocks used to come, the parrots used to come even into the temple room. Just remembering those days. There was no bottled water. We used to take sweet water from the well in our Goshala. Very wonderful time. So at that time, opposite Srila Prabhupada's Samadhi, now there is counters for different things, for books and Mahaprasad and so forth. But at that time it was more open, and we used to do our food for life, Khichdi, twice a day, one time in the morning around 10 or 11 o'clock, and then in the afternoon around 5 o'clock. So I used to be very intrigued by Mayavadi sannyasis coming into our temple. And I used to watch them and notice that when they come with the ekadanda, we carry a tridandi. That means four bamboo rods, three and one is for the jiva. But they carry an ekadanda. It means one single rod of bamboo. So when they come into the temple room, they come to Gaur Nithai altar, they come to Krishna Balaram altar, and then Shishi Radha Shamasund and later Vishakha. They do not offer obeisances. Okay. They take the danda and they do like that in front of the deity, that you and I are one. Like that. So I thought, you know, we in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, we have to purify them somehow. Like that. So where there's an opportunity. Now in Vrindavan, all desires are fulfilled. So you have to be careful what you desire. Like that. So And then after I went into my morning duties, and then the boys from the ashram went to their academic studies, so I was free. So I came down and I saw the khichdi was being served like that. And then I thought, maybe let me see what's going on. So I see these Mayavadi sannyasis sitting there in the row for khichdi. I said, there's my chance to preach to them. Like that. So the devotee who was serving the khichdi, I told him, when you go on the lines and serve the khichdi, you do not serve these Mayavadi sannyasis. You skip them. Like that. So the devotee said, Prabhu, I wasn't sannyasi then. Prabhu, I can't do that. They get angry. I said, yes, I want to see them angry. Like that. So Srila Prabhupada quotes in the purport of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur that they feel that the form of the Lord is material. And they own any paraphernalia, including prasad, is also material. Is also material. Like that. So the devotee said, do you really want me to do this? I said, you do it and I'm standing right behind you. Now I cannot speak Hindi. He speaks Hindi. And the Mayavadi sannyasis speak Hindi. Like that. So I'm behind him. And while he's going to serve, he skipped them. There were three of them sitting, which I saw in the morning, coming for darshan. And then he went past them, and they said, hey, they are Mayavadi sannyasis, they are God. So God can speak as he wants. Hey, khichdi. You know, like that. So he said, him. He said, no khichdi. So then I said, then I called another devotee who was serving from the other side, and he finished the row. So I said, you come here, I want to speak to them. You translate. Like that. So immediately when I started speaking English, this Mayavadi said, Angrej, eh? Englishman. But you don't look English. Like that. So immediately like they sort of superior, you know, superior, like that. So then I asked them that we are not giving you any khichdi. You should go somewhere else. So nah, khichdi, every day we come. And whenever we're in this area, we come for khichdi. Very nice, give some khichdi. And we are sannyasis, you brahmachari, we are sannyasis. We are superior to you. Why are you refusing? And one of them said, and this devotee was translating, you know, atithi bhav, unwanted guest, you must always feed. Like that. So I said, no, we're not giving you. This is not khichdi. So no, this is khichdi. This is not khichdi. Like that. So what is it? I said, this is prasadam. No, this is not prasad. This is khichdi. Said, no, this is prasadam. No, this is not prasad. This is khichdi. No, this is prasadam. I said, so long as you accept this is prasadam, we will give you. Otherwise, you go. You go. Like that. So eventually they relented. He said, okay, give us some prasad. Because they don't accept prasad as the Lord, as spiritual. They think this is non-ordinary food. Like that, ordinary food. So eventually they accepted and we fed them. Like that. So then after they were eating, because they were behind now with the second serve out, you know, they called the devotee, hey, more, khichdi. So no. He said, not khichdi. What is it? He said, no, prasad. Then I said, this time when you go, you take one grain. You just let one grain drop on their plate. Oh. We want more prasad. Why only one grain? So then I came back there. So no, he said, one grain. So I came back and we started our conversation again. I said, this one grain from the pot is equal to all the grains in the pot. So if you eat one grain, you get full. said, no, not possible. I said, that is your philosophy? The one grain is equal to all the grain in the pot. One drop of water is equal to all the water in the ocean. Same, your philosophy? Like that. They became completely bewildered. And one of them stood up in disgust. They got completely defeated. And he got up and he left. The other two said, no, we want more prasad. Like that. So Srila Prabhupada made a point. He said, all else may fail. Our books may fail. Our philosophy may fail. Our temples may fail. Our festivals may fail. Our harinams may fail. But he said, prasadam never fails. Especially for Mayavadis. Like that. So this is Mahaprabhu's mood and mission, you know, nicely given to us by Srila Prabhupada. That we spread Krishna consciousness through transcendental knowledge, book distribution. We spread it through the holy name, Harinam Sankirtan. And we spread it through prasadam distribution. But out of all three, prasadam never fails. It must enter the person and purify. Others, they may reject the holy name, they may reject even the philosophy, but when the prasadam enters, it never fails. In that sense. So here in the first paragraph, Srila Prabhupada is telling us that there was no need for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to accept sannyas. Like that. But he accepted sannyas simply to purify the Mayavadis. In that sense. So this gives logic and reason to Srila Prabhupada's second pranam mantra. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesh Sunyavadi Pashtita Desatarine. In other words, Srila Prabhupada himself took sannyas for the missionary spirit. At the same time, his second pranam mantra is to remove voidism and impersonalism, especially in the Western world. And that voidism and impersonalism is akin to Mayavada, to Mayavada philosophy. So he has come on the basis of a sannyasi to also remove that in our own hearts, or maybe particularly in my own heart, in the sense of impersonalism and voidism, even amongst ourselves. Like that. Sometimes we may see this second pranam mantra as referring to Mayavadis. But it also refers to the impersonalism, voidism within myself and myself in relation to others of how I relate to other devotees. So that's also a type of Mayavad or impersonalism or voidism like that. So therefore Krishna consciousness amongst the devotees is that the more we advance in Krishna consciousness, the more we become, you could say, sensitive in one sense to the feelings and needs and emotions of others, including non-devotees, to bring them to Krishna consciousness. Like that. And the more one advances in Krishna consciousness, in terms of coming out of nirvishesha and shunyavad, impersonalism and voidism, the more one's conscience is more pronounced and developed and manifest. Not consciousness, but conscience. C-O-N-S-C-I-E-N-C-E. Sometimes we refer to, in terms of saying, you know, there's a guilty conscience. You know that word in relation to that? Yes. So conscience indicates that you are more sensitive to the needs, emotions and feelings of others in relation to Krishna consciousness, not in relation to mundane features and so forth. And sometimes we may be more sensitive to the needs and feelings and emotions of others on the material platform, to go with the flow and turn the tide to bring them to the spiritual platform. See? So it may be a pre-step to actually bring them to the spiritual platform. And although the pre-step is not necessary, but sometimes it may be necessary for certain persons that you're dealing with, especially to bring them to Krishna consciousness. Like that. So how do we connect this to sannyas? In the translation itself, it says, thus the Lord accepted the sannyas order of life after full consideration or contemplation. Like that. Generally, when someone accepts the sannyas order of life, they are called a sannyasi within Varna Ashram Dharma. Like that. But to embrace the sannyas order of life and not be a sannyasi is available to everyone. Is available to everyone. If one accepts the sannyas order of life formally, like I have done, so one has to carry a tridandi and change the dress externally. But the external feature of a sannyasi who accepted the sannyas order of life is to bring others from external into the internal. Like that. So somebody who's accepted sannyas but not a sannyasi is also accepted in Krishna consciousness, which is transcendental to Daivi Varna Ashram Dharma. Like that. And I'll give you the proof from Srila Prabhupada. And before I come to that proof, then we'll come to the actual sannyasi who has accepted the sannyas order of life. Here in chapter 18, which is entitled Sannyas. What's the title of chapter 18? Come on. The perfection of renunciation, which is not a sannyasi, but it's titled Sannyas. The perfection of renunciation. So here Srila Prabhupada says so beautifully, wonderfully, that anyone can accept sannyas, but you may not necessarily be known as a sannyasi, like that. So here in chapter 18, text 11, I'll read, Nahi deha brita sakyam tyaktum karmanyase sata. Yastu karma phala tyagi sa tyagiti abhidhiyate. Translation. It is indeed impossible for an embodied being to give up all activities. But he who renounces the fruits of action is called one who has truly renounced. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita that one can never give up work at any time. Therefore, he who works for Krishna and does not enjoy the fruit of results, who offers everything to Krishna, is actually a renouncer. There are many members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness who work very hard in their office or in the factory or some other place. And whatever they earn, they give to the society. Such highly elevated souls are actually sannyasis and are situated in the renounced order of life. It is clearly outlined here how to renounce the fruits of work and for what purpose fruits should be renounced. So here Srila Prabhupada is having us understand clearly that the sannyas order, and he actually calls them sannyasis, even in this purport, are those even who are working and are externally seemingly in the grihastha ashram. They're seeming externally in the Grihastha Ashram, but they are working, and they renounce the fruits of their work for the mission of Krishna consciousness, or for a Vaishnav Seva, or for the service of the Supreme Lord in the form of deity worship, especially. Like that. So Srila Prabhupada says that there is no difference between them and those who are actually designated as sannyasis themselves by the external dress. In fact, in my travels, I see devotees who are apparently in the Grihastha Ashram, like that. And with some reservation, I may say that at times I feel that they are more renounced than sannyasis themselves, even within the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Not renounced in the sense of giving up things, but using everything in Krishna's service. We do not become detached. We use our attachment in Krishna's service. Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe Yukta Vairagyam Uchete. If you have a wife, engage in Krishna's service. If you have a husband, engage in Krishna's service. If you have a mother and father, engage them in Krishna's service. If you have money, engage in Krishna's service. If you have some talents, engage in Krishna's service. If you have some influence, engage it in Krishna's service. Anything can be engaged in Krishna's service. And this is Srila Rupa Goswami's principles that governs us in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Like that. So coming back to the actual renounced order of life externally, where somebody is designated as a sannyasi, I always maintain and say that a sannyasi never gives up household life. Those who are designated as such, like myself for an example. But a sannyasi accepts the whole world as his family. So there's no need to give up household life. He just extends the consciousness of the family system to the whole world. You have any questions or comments to ask now?